Hi everybody, this is Olive. Quick announcement. We just launched our Patreon page. It's patreon.com, playable podcast. Check it out. We're trying to raise a little bit of money so we can do more stuff, create more content, go to video game conventions, get t-shirts, things like that. I want to shout out our first couple of patrons that we already have. Thanks to Mike, Derek, Kara, and JP. Thank you very much for contributing. And here's a fun thing for everybody. If you contribute at the $5 level or above, we give you free behind-the-scenes bonus content with the comedians who are actually playing the characters. So there's a free preview at the end of this episode where we do a little behind-the-scenes interview. So stick around for that, and hopefully you enjoy it. Anyway, let's start the show.
Pay attention.
Creepy weirdo.
I would like a strong, powerful woman to protect me.
He'll fight for America.
Yep. Poobie Square.
The Playable Characters Podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Playable Characters. What?
Podcast.
That's right. PCP. We're here. We're back.
Poo-sa-poo.
Awesome. Happy Black History Month, Calvin.
Damn fucking right.
Yeah.
Even though
it's, Happy Black History Month to you specifically,
Calvin. Oh, yeah. I mean, trust me.
Do you kind of celebrate ALP a little bit?
I do a little bit, yeah.
I usually hide the whole month like a groundhog. I'm not allowed out.
So if you see your whole shadow, there's six more weeks of racism?
Basically, yes.
Okay. I have a Kenora in my house.
What's that?
A Kenora? It's a Kwanzaa candle holder.
It's like a menorah with a K in front.
Oh, that's cool. Is that true?
Yeah, well, it's a Kenara, but yeah,
it's basically, yeah, you light one for each day of Kwanzaa or something.
I didn't even know that. I don't know what it's called.
It's so funny. Actually, this randomly enough came up. I was hosting a mic, and the topic of Kwanzaa came up, and I explained all 7 days.
Is this
Kwanzaa.
About video
oh,
games?
Oh, what are the seven virtues?
No, we're not going to do that.
Wait, no.
Video
hey,
games.
Excuse me. Y'all can know. There might be a Kwanzaa game coming out next year. Who knows?
Oh, jeez.
It's a Umoja Ujama Kuji Chakulia. Nia, Kumba.
I want to hear about Kuji Chakalia. That sounds
oh,
like
self-determination.
Yeah.
Like this podcast that we're doing.
Speaking of which.
We have a lot of fans who are interested in Black History Month.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All three of you,
I'm
welcome. No, this is
we have a huge black nerd.
We actually do because of the black guy who tips. Big ups to Rod and Kay. Let's dive in. And I mean, holy shit, guys. Our guest today, first of all, so happy to have her here. It's just gonna be like talk about when this character when I guess her can we say her children
yeah.
her offspring
came to, her offspring
her
came
sons.
To be it was such a crazy thing like who is this guy who's and then another one came. It's gonna be very cool to hear this whole story. I'm very excited to listen to her. Let's have her introduce herself. Hello, what should we call you, by the way?
Mariano Gualaluigi Wario.
That's your full name?
Wow.
It's been lost through the ages, but you
oh,
know.
Oh, your name is Mariano?
Mariano.
Mariana.
Mariana.
Guadaluigi Wario.
Oh, I would have thought it would have been Wariana. That to keep with the, but you know.
Well, you know, Italians, we're not very creative with the children's names. So
that's true.
You know,
not.
Half of my last name is for this one and half of this last name for that one.
So that's
know?
How it came about. I guess I'm sure that's gonna be the name. So this is Wario and Waluigi's mother.
Yes.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome.
My sister, is the mother of Mario and Luigi, the more successful.
What's her name?
Okay.
Gianna
Mario. Right?
Her name is Gianna Mario? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yes. So,
but not Gianna Luigi Mario?
Let's not be ridiculous.
That's a good point.
So you guys were both from Italy, right? You guys are born in Italy?
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
Where were you born?
She was born in Italy, but my parents, they brought me up to the international waters where it was legal to birth a child who was half Italian and half Greek.
Oh.
Is that illegal?
That's why the mustaches are crinkly like that, because of the half Greek.
Yeah,
half
they have the Greek mustaches, which therefore makes them evil.
Yes. Does the salt water do that to them when they were born in sea?
It's genetic, I think. Right?
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe all the lambs.
So if they're evil, but you're part of the good side, I assume, right?
I don't know.
So
I don't know. I mean,
she's wearing a dark purple.
Those are really
I run in some bad groups.
Oh, really?
Those are just labels, right? I mean, good, evil. That's just like you know, marketing.
Yeah, I mean, we found out Mario isn't really that good. We found out over the years of doing this podcast.
Oh, Mario. Yeah, let me tell you.
Tell us. We got a lot of dirt info.
I don't really know Mario. I know Luigi more because he goes out less.
Yeah, okay, so you guys chat.
Did you name your two sons as sort of, like, to spite your sister?
Well, that's her last name.
Oh, okay.
Well, my last name, you know, Wario Walla Luigi, or maybe it was in reverse. I can't remember.
It's but it's okay.
Lost through the ages. <that's> it. Right. But yes, and it's very coincidental that my sister, because Wario and Walla Luigi are actually older.
Than Mario and Luigi?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I didn't
so
know that.
She ripped me off. And I'm going to kill her.
Wow. Whoa. I hear about these vendettas, but this is serious.
We Italians, everything. Always vendettas.
Especially in the family.
Yeah, we get together for the holidays, and then we hate each other for the rest of the year.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
the rules.
Wow. Very dark.
Wow. Who knew? That's crazy. So they're older. So how did Mario become the first star then? Like, what happened there? Like, Wario just wasn't into it, or?
When you're a plumber, you know, it's just everybody wants to know you. That's how
is
it
that
works.
True? I guess.
Because it's the least criminal profession. I don't know if you guys know this.
In Italy, it's the least.
Yeah. Why would the mafia want to get involved with plumbing? What are they going to do?
That's a
good
point.
Waste
management. Hover over a guy with his pants down.
They probably need a plumber because they're chopping a body, shoving them down toilets.
See, this one is very smart.
Yeah. See?
Are you Italian?
No, I'm not.
No.
But I've heard things.
So
I know a guy who knows a guy.
Mariana, I have a question for you. I don't know if you listened to all our episodes, but we interviewed the third Mario brother.
This is my favorite podcast.
Anthony Mario. Thank you. That's so nice of you. We interviewed Anthony Mario, which is the older brother of Mario and Luigi. Do you have a third son?
I do not have a third son, but I have a daughter. Waluigina.
Waluigina.
Not very creative again.
She does not have a mate, as you can imagine.
What does she look like?
That's a shame.
She looks like a weird combination of Wario and Waluigi, but even taller.
But taller than Waluigi.
And wider.
Okay, wow.
And wider.
Okay.
Wow.
Does she have a mustache too?
Yes, but we don't like to talk about that.
Yeah.
Yes,
I mean, you can wax that. That's not a problem.
That's true.
Right? It is against the law for Italians to wax their mustaches.
Oh. So Italian women are allowed to wax their mustaches.
In our family, you cannot shave. That's why Mario, Luigi, Wario, Waluigi, they just have permustaches.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so you're like frozen.
Yourself, too. I wasn't going to say anything, but you're sporting a nice...
Yeah, you know, I've been working on it. I go to the clubs.
It's mustache clubs.
The mustache clubs for women who can pass as men. You know how it is.
No, we don't know how
totally,
it is.
Yes.
Calvin might be a little...
I've been there,
We've all been there. Let's not jerk each other around.
Whoa, Mariana.
Mariana,
she's tough, man.
So I just want to ask you, how did you feel because, as you know, Wario's first, like, you know... kind of almost starring venture was Super Mario Land 2. And when Wario took over Mario's castle, did you get to see the castle at all, or did Wario not take you there?
No. They went off on their own and started taking over castles and, you know, not calling their mother back home in Brooklyn, which I sometimes call Italy. Okay. But it's not Italy anymore. So sad.
So sad. Wait, yeah, so...
Oh, wait, are you saying that you wish it was like the old Brooklyn?
Oh, yes, very much. Okay. I hate hipsters.
Like a tree grows in Brooklyn.
I tried to do what my sons do and jump on the hipster's head and crush them, but it just doesn't work.
Oh, wow. No, you jump on hipsters.
I don't have good jumping skills.
How old are you, by the way?
So that ran in the family, I guess.
Well, I am 79 years old.
You look great.
You look great.
Yeah,
you look great.
Wario and Waluigi, you know, they're in their 40s and unmarried.
Are they married?
Unmarried.
Oh,
yeah. Very disappointing.
Who's the father of your sons?
Oh, yeah, let's get into it.
Oh, the father. That's Giuseppe.
Giuseppe. Giuseppe Wario
Luigi.
Does
not have a last name.
No
we
last
did not
name.
Married. He came to me twice and twice gave me the child.
Oh, wow. He's two for two.
Uh-huh.
Well, you have three
kids. He was a plumber.
I thought you had three kids, though.
And that is why Wario and Waluigi hate Mario and Luigi, because they are plumbers.
Yeah.
What about Waluigi-ina? Because you...
Waluigi-ina?
Your daughter?
Oh, yeah. She's...
You said you had two.
She's a teacher.
Oh. who's good?
She's doing very well.
That's good.
Who's her father?
Same.
Same, okay.
But you just don't acknowledge her.
No.
two encounters, three kids. Giuseppe's pretty talented.
Yeah, I guess must be some like delayed sperm.
Yeah. Well, you don't need a last name.
Twins. They are twins.
Who?
Waluigi and Waluigina.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Duh, that's why they have the names, boys. How do you,
is it two eyes or three eyes? Waluigi?
It depends on who's writing the name. Okay. It's different all the time.
Yeah, it's hard to get that one right.
And Ellis Island changes things. I get it.
Oh.
Did you come through Ellis Island? What's...
So
I insisted I come through Ellis Island even though it was closed at the time. But so I wanted the old school Italian experience right. to tell my grandkids. And now I have no grandkids. Waluigi is my last chance.
Yeah.
So they opened up Ellis Island just for you and you just to get you through.
My boys made it happen.
Oh, that's, my God. That's nice. That's amazing. That's
you got there, they yelled you,
it
slapped
like
you around a little bit.
It was like 2 months ago, actually.
Did they shorten your name or did you have like a longer name before and they shortened it? Like,
you know, it was a funny story. It was actually shorter and I added more to it.
What was it before?
It was just Mariana Wario.
Okay.
And I added the Waluigi.
Yeah, why not?
Because, oh, nice. You know, I had to give a shout out to my boys.
Yeah.
What about your girl? Why not Wario Waluigi Waluigi?
That's crazy.
That's too much?
Come on. That's my middle name anyway.
Oh.
Wario Mariana Waluigiana Wario Waluigi.
That rolls right off.
It really does.
A couple of tongues there. Yeah.
I have caused many, many bank people to kill themselves. Trying to open my accounts. My boys send me, you know, a few gold coins per week.
Yeah. I was actually going to ask
whatever
you about
they steal from Mario.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you about this, actually. So do they give you like a bit of an allowance of coins a month or how does that work?
Do you work? Yeah.
They mainly send me all the fruits and vegetables that they eat because, you know, Mario and Luigi have their flowers.
Yeah.
And
their mushrooms.
Their mushrooms. And Wario and Waluigi just eat eggplant.
Is that it?
All the time. Because eggplant, if you eat it exclusively, it makes you evil.
Oh.
I don't know if you know this.
I don't eat eggplant. That's why.
I mean, I know of it as an emoji, but
they
I didn't
know. Eat dead stars.
Oh.
Dead stars.
Which do the reverse of the regular star. You know, which gives you superpowers,
right.
Yeah.
Whereas the dead star just kills everything you touch.
Oh.
So don't take one before you have the sex.
Okay, definitely not. Okay.
Bad ideas. Eat the eggplant.
Great life advice.
Which now, this is another reason why they're evil, is because the eggplant has been, is a term for male, you know,
yes,
genitalia.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Now, and, you know, that's my boy's favorite meal.
They're always eating.
Is that some sort of,
you know,
metaphor or something? Are we...
I'm not really sure. It's been lost to the ages.
Oh, maybe that's why they're not married. Is that what you're saying? Maybe Wario and Waluigi might be...
My boys would never do that.
They might. Hey, nowadays, you never know. Right?
They're brothers.
Not to each
no,
other.
No, not with each other.
No, no,
oh.
No, of course not. No.
Okay. In that case, you might be right.
Well, there are rumors that Waluigi is a crush on Princess Daisy. Would you like to marry into that family?
Which one is she?
She is the lesser princess.
Oh, oh man.
Come on now.
She's got the gold.
She's got the gold dress.
She's the short mushroom one?
No.
No, she's a...
The brown-haired one.
She's going to be on next week, right?
Yeah.
We're also
of the Super Mario Land.
We're going to have her next week on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, if my Waluigi could just focus on the women and not on the evil, I think he could be very happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And would a princess would be great, you know. See, Waluigi wanted to be a tennis player, and Wario was an accountant, which is the worst thing you can be in as an Italian.
Yeah.
Because of all the corruption.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oof, that's kind of racist. You know.
And we don't pay taxes.
Yeah, they're off the books a lot.
Yeah, so, you know, many in our family disowned him, which I think was another reason why he became the villain, Mario.
Now it was Super Mario Land 2 for Game Boy. Was that his first? Mm-hmm. Not the first one for Game Boy.
Yeah, no, the first one is Princess Daisy. That's when Princess Daisy's in. And 2 is where Wario's first.
What a great game.
It was a lot
of
fun.
And what was Waluigi's first appearance?
I think he was like some Mario sports game. I think Mario Tennis or something.
It might have been like...
So actually, he's a tennis
player.
Was
like
it Mario Kart?
No, he was in Mario
Kart. He was before that?
No, way after.
Okay.
Whatever happened to his tennis career, by the way? Did he make it into like...
Nobody bought those games.
No, I mean Waluigi was... Wii. Was he on the circuit? Was he on the pro circuit?
He was a very big tennis star, but he accidentally killed one of his opponents.
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
What happened?
He instead of serving a tennis ball, he served a turtle shell.
Oh my god!
Dig his skulls everywhere. You think would happen more? Blood, brains. Yeah. Oh, so ugly. I had to clean it up.
Did he? Did he?
Wait, what, you had to clean it up? So were you working the open?
No, I was sitting in the front row. You know, rooting my son on.
Yeah.
And brains splattered everywhere, and oh, the horror! And I cleaned it up.
You've seen it before.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He's, yeah. So was he? He wouldn't get in trouble by the law. He was just banned by the Mushroom Tennis Association.
The MTA.
Oh. The MTA.
He's to never play tennis again.
He's very nimble. That's saying so.
Oh, he's with the turtle shells.
Yeah. Was it just an accident? He had it in his pocket by accident and just kind of threw it? Or was
he
trying,
like, was he holding on to it?
He was about to lose.
Oh, so it was on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good power play, you got to admit. It's a good move to do.
I think he was hoping he would win by default, but no, they just threw him out.
So they gave the win to the dead guy?
Yes.
Oh, well, that doesn't
seem right. Posthumous.
That is posthumous.
Yeah, it's preposterous too.
My English is not so good.
No, that was perfect.
Your English is pretty good. Posthumous is a pretty.
I feel like sometimes it just gets a little broken. Sometimes it gets a little Italy, but I like it. That's good.
It depends on my mood and the story I'm telling.
Yeah, a little bit of triumph. The insult comic dog too. A little bit of.
How do you feel about the Golden Girls?
Sophia, all the way.
She's your favorite.
Oh yeah, yes, that's good. I have the shirt says Sophia. Bitches. So good. I fit in at my book club.
Tell us about the book club. Who else is in the book club? Any other, like, mothers of, you know, maybe famous video game stars or anything? Or?
Oh, yeah. Remember there was a Mario-looking guy from the Nintendo pinball game?
Oh, yeah.
His mother is there. He didn't really do much.
No.
After that, Donkey Kong's mother. Okay.
Oh,
what's in it?
She's just. Can she read?
Wrinkly.
Mama Kong.
Wrinkly.
You just call her Mama Kong.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Her
she
name
doesn't. We. It's an anonymous book club.
Oh, okay.
I just.
Are you behind a screen?
How is it anonymous? You don't use your real names, just in case. The witness protection.
I don't
book
ask.
Club.
I don't tell. We just there to talk about books and my beloved Sophia.
But you can't. But you can't, like, see who you're talking to.
No, I could see them. We just don't share names. We just give each other nicknames like Mama Kong.
I gotcha.
Failed Mario.
What's your nickname?
What do they call you?
Evil Mario Mother.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that makes
that's
sense.
That's all. The Evil Mario Mama.
Pretty on the nose with these nicknames.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody knows who you are, but nobody knows your official name. That's all.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You like
know, for the government.
Yeah, for the exactly. Government.
You don't want them
to know what books you read.
Somebody could be undercover.
Oh, because you guys are probably reading like 50 Shades of Grey and stuff like that, and it's kind of embarrassing.
I would never.
No. Or is it because you leave loose coins lying around? Like
lots of loose coins. Which and then it turns into a poker game where I keep losing all of my coins, but I'm winning all these barrels. I have nothing to do with the barrels.
Yeah, where are you gonna put them?
And I tried to give them to my son, and they said, Mama, you gotta use these. You know.
That's a pretty good impression.
That's pretty, accurate.
So terrible. Wow. My boys, a big reason why they're so evil is nobody could understand them.
I think.
Yeah.
You know? I know from playing Mario Kart, it was always like,
exactly. And that's a full sentence he's trying to say. He's just trying to get gas. And he's I'm like, my Wario, why are you not talking like a normal person? He's like,
That's it. Now, did you enjoy their time in Mario Kart in that series? Like, was that fun for you to watch them drive around?
I like to see my boys driving and contributing to society.
Yeah.
Is it contributing to society by driving?
Yeah.
No. Well, at least they're not killing people.
That's true. Did you
not as much evil as all the other games, you know?
Did you know they were evil when they were little kids? Were they, like, mutilating birds or something like that?
Well, no mutilating Koopas. Birds. They would ride birds to school. All the time, and it was very awkward. The ostriches. Which made no sense, because where we lived, there were no ostriches. So they must have stolen them from the zoo or something.
That's kind of like being the first kid to get, like, to ride their bike to school. Like, yo, Wario's got an ostrich, man. Wasn't kind of cool, though. Just kind of showing off.
And, you know, Mario and Luigi, they would go to the store like good boys and buy the turtle shells already without the turtle, whereas Wario and Waluigi...
Oh, no.
Would go to the park, find the turtle, physically remove it.
Oh my god.
And then bring me home a shellless turtle.
Wow.
Right. And for dinner, I would cook it for them.
Like turtle soup?
Yes. And then they would bring the turtle shells to school and just hurt many people.
Okay. Oh, goodness. Goodness.
Students, teachers, janitors, themselves. They were just, you know.
And just to make sure, were they bringing the spiny shells or just like the regular green and red shells?
Oh, just the regular ones.
Okay, good. I'm just
curious. The blues are hard to come by.
Yeah.
Unless you're in dead last.
Yeah, especially where we lived, you know.
Yeah.
In that part of Brooklyn?
Yes. You have to go to like Queens to find.
A lot of spiny shells around here.
Yeah. Big time. Whoa, are we in Queens?
We're in Queens now.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, pick yourself up a blue shell. Treat yourself.
Yeah.
I will go to the local shell store.
Maybe take one just so you have, just in case.
Make it some turtle shell soup. Mm-hmm. With my Sunday gravy, you know, for the boys. Maybe they'll come home.
Aww.
When is the last time you saw them? Because I thought you cheered them on at their Mario Kart.
Well, it's been a while.
Did they make appearance in the Mario Odyssey?
No.
Just Mario.
They're having some downtime and they're not calling.
You can dress Mario in Waluigi's costume.
Why would anyone do
and
that?
In Wario's costume, which is kind of, kind of insulting. Like, why not put them actually in the game?
I think my boys should dress up like Mario and Luigi and live good lives.
Yeah.
That's just me.
They got to trim the mustache a little, maybe make it a little straighter.
Could be like a Gallagher thing. You know, they could take
I
over.
Tried it once and the scissor
Mario
broke.
Mario 2?
Yeah.
What was that, Mario?
I tried to trim their mustaches when they were teenagers and the scissor broke.
Really? Oh, it's that hard already?
Very sharp. They're weapons. They're practically weapons.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Most Greek hair is like that, right?
Most what?
Greek hair.
Oh, yes. Greek hair. It's very
sharp.
It's just permanently gelled.
Mm. Mm.
Can I ask you, this is maybe...
too personal.
A personal question. Do you think you'll ever reconcile and, the two sisters and the cousins will all come together and... You know.
I'm probably gonna die before that happens, because it's what we do when you're Italian. You hold on to grudges as long as possible, and you make sure you live an extra 10 to 20 years so that you can continue to have that grudge, because if you lose it, you got a nothing.
Yeah.
It's true.
You know?
Sounds very West Indian.
What about, like, happiness? Like, that's a thing, right?
No, I'm good. Thank you, though.
Well, hopefully they'll listen to the podcast. Maybe they can hear not your plea, but, just like, hey, Stunad, why don't you come home?
Oh, you mean the Mario and Luigi family?
Yeah, maybe they can hear this and, maybe...
Maybe you guys can all get together as a big family again.
Maybe,
Sit down at Mario's castle and just get it all ironed out.
Which one?
Oh,
that's true.
He has all of these castles, and my boys have no castles. Yeah. They live in one-bedroom apartments like dogs.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, it's very messy.
Do you know Bowser at all? Have you talked to Bowser about maybe some help? Or
Bowser, yes. He come over one Thanksgiving and first my whole house on fire.
Oh, geez.
Not worth it.
That's not
you
fun.
Ask him one question.
Really? He opens his mouth and...
Flames.
What question did you ask him that he got so mad?
I just asked him if he liked cranberry.
The band or the food?
He doesn't even... No, he wasn't even mad. He just... He does not actually talk.
Okay. Yeah, he just kind of grumbles too, kind of like Wario.
Yeah.
That's a problem. See, all of Mario's enemies are just incoherent.
Right, they can't
talk. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Maybe if they can speak better, they will be less evil.
You
I
think
don't
it's
know.
The Italian school system that's failing everyone?
How do you explain Bowser? Oh, you think Bowser's Italian?
I don't know. He could be.
He could be.
I think it's me. Mariano Waluigi Wario.
You think
it's
you did a bad
you.
Job?
Maybe.
Listen, it's never you.
I fed them the eggplant. Eggplant is evil.
Yeah, sometimes it's them.
And I didn't see the signs.
Yeah.
You know, I should have got them into the plumbing business.
Hey, hindsight, you know.
That's where it's all. That's who how knew? You get to the good reputation as an Italian.
Yeah.
Well, how about this? Since they know how to do go-karting and stuff, have you thought about like being like, hey, maybe try being an Uber driver?
What is the Uber?
Like cab driving.
I'm thinking they're going to get me a go-kart and they're going to let me shoot the things out of the back.
Oh, would you want to do that? That'd be fun.
Yeah, get me into one of them games. I set all them boys straight.
There's a lot of characters. We don't need like Toon, like Baby Mario, whatever it is, and like Gold Statue Mario.
And the dinosaur that nobody likes.
What about Yoshi?
Yeah.
You don't like Yoshi?
No. And the one with the wasn't there like a Kirby, is that his name?
Yeah, well,
is he involved? Guy,
I don't think he's in Mario Kart.
There's a Shy Guy, which is always
maybe
weird.
That's what I'm thinking of. He's like Japanese or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, no good.
He's a ghost.
Yeah. Haunt. I'm haunted. just by everything.
What if we get all the ladies from the Anonymous Book Club and make a Mario Kart just with them? Like yeah. a mom.
Mario Kart Mama Edition.
Mama Kart, yeah.
The female DLC.
That's what we need.
The female
we
DLC
take a,
pack.
Yeah.
You know, then we'll see, oh, look, they are working together. Why can't we work together too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and then it'll never work because then Mario's entire kingdom will crumble. He has no one to fight. You know, or Bowser's mother comes to the
Does he have
the
a
book club too? Know. Oh, of course.
What's her name? What's
Mama
her name?
Bowser.
Mauser.
Mauser.
Wait, Mauser was in Mario 2, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, she's
oh,
there
that's
too.
Mauser. That's Mauser.
Mauser. Yeah.
Oh yes. Yeah,
a, good old
she,
Mario.
She comes
too
to the book club.
Mauser's mom.
Yeah, throws bombs. Yeah. Very good. I come home with many bombs.
Oh, that's not fun.
I got a closet of bombs and
you got bombs and barrels,
coins and barrels.
You never know.
I'm gonna have a garage sale. I'm gonna make a pretty penny.
It's a lot of. I guess there's some bomb enthusiasts. That'll be a good time to sell them.
Mariana, yeah. How do you spend, like, are you retired? What do you do? Do you work? What? How do you spend your time?
Yeah, I'm a homemaker.
Okay.
I make a beautiful home for two evil boys and one disinterested girl. See, I don't remember my daughter this time.
Yeah.
Proud of you. Although it sounds like you're the disinterested one, personally.
Empty nest kind of situation.
You're
huh?
a bunch of haters.
Yeah. So the mister is not around anymore.
Like Giuseppe's not around.
No, Giuseppe. Because, you know, I dry up, so he no
oh.
more give me the child.
No, Mariana, that's
hey,
not.
He moved on, you know, or maybe, I don't know, maybe he in the video game, I don't know.
He's not.
I think so. We should check, though.
No.
No?
He's not.
Yes. Yeah. No, he's, I keep an eye on him.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Does he pay you
on
for
the Facebook
like, child support or anything? Or?
Well, he sent me some you
coins.
Know, some coins.
Okay, that's
that
good.
I can't spend in any store.
Yeah, you really can't actually.
I know. I was gonna say.
He also sent me one of those boxes with the question mark on it, and I hit my head into it and pass out, and nothing come out of the box.
Oh,
the
fake box.
One of those
huh?
is
yeah.
the worst. Yeah.
What a scumbag.
Yeah.
Hate him.
You're supposed to hit it with your fist. You know, yeah. You go, like that. Yeah.
But
yeah.
No light up, nothing come out. All very upsetting.
Okay. That's not nice.
No. I got that in my closet too, and I sell that at the garage sale, and I'm making my money back.
Yeah, go
How
for
much
it.
Did you sell that for?
$100.
Wow.
That's good.
That's a lot for a box that has nothing in it.
Yeah.
You got a question mark, though. You don't just find those lying around.
Yeah, you don't know. It may be something.
Who knows?
That's the sure. lore.
I tell them it no work until you bring it home.
Okay. That's good. Trick them a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and no refunds.
No, definitely.
Nah.
It's a garage sale. Get
exactly.
out of here.
Exactly. I don't even have a garage. So how are they going to find me?
How'd they find you in the first place?
I put the signs up
oh.
all over the city. Okay. And I get the, I call on my boys. And they promote it on their podcast.
Oh, that's good. They have a podcast.
Wait, they
too?
Have a podcast?
Yeah, Wario and Waluigi. That's
What's it
why
called?
They're not Mario Odyssey.
Wattcast?
Evilcast.
Evilcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they just can talk about evil stuff?
Pretty much, you know? And how much Mario and Luigi suck, but they don't really have any plan to take them down. They just kind of want to slightly inconvenience them, which seems very pointless.
I think it keeps them in the spotlight though, a little bit. You know, if
the podcast?
No, if they keep like you know going after Mario and Luigi half-assed, they're still kind of out there and quote-unquote trying to defeat them, but they're really not trying, I think.
Yeah, it's all about the merchandise.
Yeah.
You know, but yet they still live in these one-bedroom apartments with nothing, with the paper all over the
paper.
Floor.
What's
paper?
The, what kind of
are they hoarders?
Newspaper.
Oh.
Oh, they are hoarders.
They are big-time hoarders.
Oh, no.
Everything, yes. You know, they don't want to win.
So they need a castle to put all that stuff
yes.
in.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, hey, I mean, I hope... It works out for them. Oh, Mariana, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mariana, you all right, Mariana?
Okay, I'm fine.
Okay.
Would you boys like some food?
Yeah, what do you have?
Well, yes.
I have eggplant.
Oh, no.
No, wait, actually, I'm going to.
With the pasta inside of the turtle shell.
Oh.
That sounds
very. We just don't have to eat the shell.
We eat it out of the shell.
Know,
it's like a bread bowl.
People, yeah,
bread bowl.
People get the weird about the turtle shell, yeah. But you don't have to eat it.
Yeah, okay. I'll try a little bit of it. Sure, why not?
All right, it coming right up. I got it in my pants.
Oh, oh, well, you
I
shouldn't
smell
have.
Something nice.
You know, ahead, I'll try this after the podcast.
No, have some right now. Just try a bite, dude. Try
just
a bite.
See if
right
it turns you
there
evil.
There are literal lines coming out.
No.
Are you good?
Okay, fine. I will try some.
Try a bite.
That's you know what? This doesn't taste as evil as I thought it would taste.
No, that's a much special recipe.
What's in it?
What I just told you. You don't want to listen
good. Yeah, it was like a special ingredient.
You
like,
hurt my feelings.
No, I listened. Eggplant, turtle.
He's delicious.
Pasta. See? Yeah.
Not that evil. It's like,
I come to your house once a week to give you more food.
Oh, that. No. Well, you know, I'll email you my address so that we'll do that.
You betray me.
She's just trying to just mother you a little bit. Just yes, enjoy the
You're food. Dead to me. I only talk to these two guys now.
Now I guess she's got to go to your house now.
Yeah. You know, you could
see,
cook for
now
me.
I hold a new grudge.
Yeah.
Now I live for 15 more years. So I hate you.
The more grudges you have, the longer you get to live.
Immortality.
That's why Italian women get to be such high ages.
Mm-hmm. I read the obituary section every day and just inhale it.
It gives you power.
Gives me so much power.
You should have kept your grudge, lady. That's what you say, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You're not angry enough.
Yes. Well, hey, is there anything else you want to tell us? We got to wrap it up soon.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I guess what I would like to tell you is that my boys were not always evil.
Okay.
You know, but you just can't control that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they still have to call me.
Yes, of course.
Why don't they call me?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I think that they're also, you know, they got the podcast going on. And they got a train.
I'm doing their podcast next week.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, wow.
Making the podcast circuit.
Yes.
That's nice.
Very busy. I'm in demand now because everybody wants to know the backstory behind the characters.
We got you first, I hope.
You did. That's you good. Did. My agent.
Exclusive.
Very excited.
You have an agent?
Yes, he's the guy that runs the deli, but, you know. He can make some phone calls.
Okay,
I don't have the phone.
You don't have a phone?
No, I just yell out the window.
It's very Italian.
Very old
yelling
school,
out the window.
And sometimes people will say, hey, shut up. And I'd be like, I'm going to come down there and then jump out the window.
You should throw a bomb at them.
No, they're not lit. So
okay.
They're just empty bombs. Very sad.
Oh, man.
I am happy, though, that my boys, they didn't get into it with the Mario until after 8-bit was done.
Right.
Yeah.
I would have been very devastated to see my boys watered down to 8-bit.
Well, Nintendo Game Boy was like 2-bits.
Yeah.
I guess.
No.
But Game Boy didn't even have color. Oh,
whoa.
Yeah.
No.
No what?
No, I'm disagreeing with you. Sorry.
Thank you. I need this.
Well, I'll your new sign.
Okay. So Waluigi then.
Yeah.
Yes, he did it right.
Yes.
Yeah, we've never seen him really super 8-bit.
Yeah.
No, and you never will, because he knows it'll kill me.
Maybe.
Oh. Okay. Well, but that's another grudge. Maybe you'll live longer.
Maybe
you have a grudge against him.
Oh, don't go there.
Okay, right. Sorry.
I only have so much money.
Yeah. Do you want to play a quick game of those, Mariano?
Yes, please.
Oh, awesome. Let's play.
I need to be put in a good mood.
Yeah, everybody's favorite game show on
I'm
a podcast.
So angry it's, all the time.
It's time for Wet Bed Dead, everybody.
Yes, Wet Bed Dead.
Wubba-dubba-doo. So this, Mariana, this is a fun game. You're going to love this, okay? We're going to give you three video game characters. You may know them. You may not. We'll explain if you don't. You're going to pick who you want to wed, who you want to bed, and who you want dead. Sound good?
Oh, I want them all dead.
Okay. No, just, you have to wait. Just listen.
Yeah. Hey, okay, so the first one. We may have had this one in the past. Lightning from Final Fantasy.
Oh, we did.
13?
Yes.
It says Lightning. So explain who Lightning is.
So she is the protagonist from Final Fantasy 13. And I think 13, the third one. I forgot what the name of that one is. But, you know, she's cool. She's a female protagonist.
Oh,
so that's
my goodness.
Boss. She has pink hair and a sword, like most Japanese RPG ladies have. You know, she's lovely. She cares about her sister, so she's into family, if you're into that sort of thing.
Oh, I'm already excited.
Okay, yeah. So she's a good character. She's a hero.
Now, what can I do with her?
Well, hold on. You're going to tell us Wet Bed Dead. We're going to find out in a minute. The next character was from the Nintendo era, the NES era. All right. Bayou Billy.
Oh, Bayou Billy.
Terrible game, actually.
Oh, my
But a
goodness.
Very good box art. But it fooled a lot of kids back then. He's like a Crocodile Dundee.
I think I want him dead.
Hold on a sec. We got one more. So he's got a sword. He's got ripped jeans. He's got a cowboy hat on. You know, he's got a vest. He's jacked. He's pretty ripped. He's got like a 12-pack.
He looks like he's disappointed his mother.
Possibly.
He's
hanging
that.
Out in the swamps all the time. And then the next one from the Mega Man series, guys.
Oh, I don't like it. The Mega Man.
Proto Man.
Oh.
Yeah, we all know Proto Man.
Oh, I like that guy's costume, though.
Yeah, so he's got a helmet on. He's got black shades. He's got a yellow scarf.
Yes.
He's got a red shield, and he's got big red boots. That's that's Proto Man.
Red color scheme. He and Mega Man have a famous rivalry.
Yeah.
I like the rivalries.
Now, are they related?
I'm trying to remember. I think they are related, possibly. But like more so than like, you know, regular robot related.
Yeah, whatever that means. Okay, yeah. So Mario, you go first. Web Bad Dead, Lightning, Bayou Billy, Proto Man.
I'm a wed the Proto Man.
Oh, really? You're going to
wed? He look like he has some money.
He's a robot.
I don't care. Okay. He can do things.
As long as he looks like he has money.
If he's a robot, then he will live long with me and hold my grudges with me.
That's not a bad thing.
And he evil. I like that. Yeah. So, you know.
Doesn't he whistle? When you heard the whistle, that's when he would come in,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's a big thing. Italians, we like to whistle.
There you go.
That's
true.
In Italy, we don't boo, we whistle.
Really?
We don't like this. Very confusing to tourists. So,
and the stand-up comedians, I would imagine.
Everybody, you know, the women, the men, the goats. So, and then Bed, give me the
so
Lightning.
So there's Bayou Billy and
no,
Lightning.
I'm a Bed, the lady.
The lady.
Oh, Lightning. Whoa, Lightning. That's progressive.
She look very nice.
Yeah, interesting.
I just put her to bed.
No, you have to like.
You have to.
I gotta.
Make love to her.
Can I love that Brian's like with, finger motion.
Can I just a spoon with her?
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you can like, you know.
She looks
scissor.
Very spoon.
You can scissor.
Caesar?
Like, you know, bump kitties.
Oh, bump, yes. You
they
know.
They call that Caesar?
We don't call that
oh,
that
scissor.
In Italy.
I was like, Caesar.
I thought you said Caesar, yeah.
Caesar
in
salad?
Italy, we call it toppling the goat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but no, sexy. Yeah, we go in the bed. I fix her nice.
Okay.
You know, I tell her she nice.
She is, yeah. And that means. That
she don't know because I got a mustache, so, you know, it kind of works.
Yeah. Oh, true.
All good. I'm committing so many crimes. Right.
That's
now. All
right. That's
and then this other guy.
Bayou Billy.
Yeah, he can die quickly.
Please. Oh, you got a dead Bayou Billy. How come just not into...
Just looks... I don't know. It just does not look like he's a very promising person.
Yeah.
No.
And, you know, not very famous, no money.
You never had a sequel, I don't think.
Yeah. No,
just one
no,
game in the late 80s.
You don't have a sequel. You know in it to win it.
It was a really bad it was a really bad game.
Is that an old Italian saying?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Always.
That's why Godfather 2 was forced out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There was not supposed to be a Godfather 2 until we all said, hey, you hey. Know, if you don't make a 2, then right. The first one is garbage.
That's right.
And then we're like, we don't make a 3, then ooh, that's it. And
slow down.
Right, but then we went too far.
Yeah. Okay. Who wants to go next? Great, great, great choices, by the way.
Thank you.
I can go next.
Yeah, okay. Take it away.
This is not too hard, actually.
Yeah.
What I need to have some more questions about Proto Man. Is he evil? What's his
well, deal? He's not exactly evil. He's
Mega Man's nemesis, I guess you could say.
But he's not really like super Wily fan.
Is he right. With Wily or with Light? Who is he with?
It depends on the game. So sometimes he is. Sometimes he's more just like a rival.
Okay.
But he's not like evil.
But he's got weapons. He's got an arm cannon. He's a Mega Buster.
Basically. He has a shield.
Got a shield too.
Which can protect you. And he has a scarf.
Yeah, he does have a scarf. So
I like the scarves.
Yeah, it's very Italian. That's why
keeping
I figured.
Me warm when my son's no call.
Okay.
Oh, the police are here.
Is that for you?
They're
here
for you? Guys.
Okay. All right. Let me make my decision.
Okay.
Let me make my decision. I don't know who to marry, right?
You said you were ready.
All right. Yeah, I said to say it was. But it's. Okay.
You
well,
got the money. That he wasn't ready.
Lightning is the best choice here for bedding and for wedding.
Right? No, yeah. She a mine.
No, it's but we can each.
They're separate. Yeah,
yeah, it's separate.
I don't think so.
You can still spoon her
on weekends or what?
Just oh no, you're betting once, so you bet her and then she moves
one
along.
Time. And
oh, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, Mark.
No, it's okay. It's
right. I step on your toes.
That's
it's
all right.
It's okay.
You're a mother. That's what you do.
Yeah, that's right.
I think I will bed Lightning because you know she's a very sexy, strong lady, which
mm-hmm.
I like.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I guess I'll marry Proto Man.
Mm.
I might be making the same choices as you, Mario.
Oh.
I'm going to marry Proto Man because, you know, he seems like he's very powerful. You know, he's got a shield. He can protect me kind of thing. And then Bayou Billy has no... He's kind of just trash. And his game sucks. you know, and he has a vest with no shirt on.
I don't know why you choose him.
Yeah.
So I have to kill him, yeah.
All right.
I agree.
I'm going to go. And here's the thing. Almost, I kind of want to do the same choices as well, but I remember playing Bayou Billy at a friend's house, and it was so bad and, like, annoying and dumb and not, it was just boring, right? So it's like, he'd die all the time. I'm like, do I want to kill him for good this time, or do I want to marry him and maybe, like, show him a better life than was given to him by
Konami?
Oh, you're
trying to do, like, a me thing.
No, it's like a Calvin move.
That's where I was going with this. I'm thinking
I'll change him.
I don't know. Yeah, so, you know.
See? Sometimes you can change
them. You can't change people. That's how life works.
Well, it's not changing. It's that he was dealt such a bad hand, you know, back then. And I don't know what to do now. I'm trying to think, like.
I mean, you live in the bayou.
He smells. He stinks.
You're going to charity marry him?
He lives in a swamp.
He smells and stinks?
Yeah, he does.
Just making sure.
You know what? I'm gonna bed Lightning because, yeah, why not? man. I think, you know what? I'm going to have to wed Proto Man as well just to have a cool robot laying around. It'll be a fun thing.
We're all going to share him.
Well, yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah. And then Bayou Billy, one more time, man. You're done because you suck.
I think this might be the first time where we all agree. Because I knew Bayou Billy was going to die.
But he's jacked. Are you sure you don't want to bed that?
Oh, no.
Yeah, you liked all that dirty cowboy shit.
No. Dirty trucker or cowboy, not dirty Bayou, Crocodile Dundee.
That accent's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. And fuck Paul Hogan. No. So,
but he's not Crocodile Dundee.
I mean, it basically is.
He's the American Paul
they
Crocodile
modeled
Dundee.
It after him, yeah.
Which is even worse. So that's Alligator Dundee. Yeah. No, pass.
I would marry the lady, but we frowned upon.
You're Catholic, right?
Italians, Catholics, okay. All of these, no good. Yeah. But spooning is okay.
That's good. That's good.
I would have to bed Lightning and marry Proto because Lightning has parts that like can fit into parts. Or I could. This is gonna get gross. You know what I mean?
Then why did you choose to be gay, Cal?
I want to put my penis in things. I could do that with Lightning.
Proto Man has a thing. You could put it into his blaster thing.
Yeah, well, his blaster thing.
He could change it to sucker.
You could blast into his blaster.
Oh no.
Imagine a lifetime of robot sex.
Yeah.
No, but what if he gets too excited and then like it's just like.
He could probably put a different arm on there, whatever you need, man.
I don't think so.
I think he's like a vacuum. He's like, you can use.
That's even scarier.
Interchangeable parts, though.
Yeah, he could put on a fleshlight arm.
You're doing this wrong, Calvin.
Vacuums can rip off dick skin. I read a story about this.
No, you can change his settings.
I'm very uncomfortable.
My friend, no. Yeah. No, but I mean, I would love to like be married to Proto Man. I think that would be great. We'd have a great life together. We could like talk about things and like.
I think he's like love gay, not like sex gay.
Yeah,
that's what I'm discovering.
True.
I am actually.
You know what? I ain't gonna marry the Bayou Bully.
Okay.
Bayou
Bully. I'ma fix him up good. He a mess. Change him.
This is our first switch ever, guys.
Give him some good food.
This is amazing.
You guys could all have your little weird threesome with the the robot
Thank
guy. You know, I don't know. Maybe I needed a project. You know, I need a fixer upper guy.
I think he's good for that. Yeah.
Yes.
Very exciting.
Yes.
Hey,
I'm going to take his phone number after the show.
Okay,
but you don't have a phone.
Oh, yes. Where does he live?
Well, you yell out the window.
Can I yell out the window
hopefully.
Far enough?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I'm sure he's in a sewer somewhere.
Hopefully he'll live a close.
Yeah.
I get him good.
Mariana, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes.
It's been a real treat.
You don't know.
We've loved having
you. You've been wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Tell Wario and Lovey, maybe we could do their podcast. Maybe
thank you for the eggplant.
I'll hook you up.
Thank you for the turtle shell full of pasta.
Yeah. These are my boys.
That's right. So we will talk.
You are all my boys.
Oh, thank you.
You're so nice.
Don't,
and Wario Waluigi, if you're listening, call
no,
back. Call
please, no
your mama back.
Call her. Call her.
Hey, a Bayou Billy.
She's out the window. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Listen
bye,
next week.
Everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
Yay.
How was that? No, you could leave it on.
Dude, that's
you
fucking great.
Good job.
Keep the mics on. This is bonus content. This is the first bonus content.
Joe, tell
F us. The show.
All right, now you're Joe again.
Oh, hey guys, what's up?
Joe, how did you do such a good Italian old lady voice?
Years of practice.
I thought you were going to sound like your mom the whole time.
No, that's a different voice.
Yeah.
So what's your mom's voice like?
Joe.
No, it's more
Joe.
Of a, yeah, so I'm on the fan page for Entenmann's. That's more what I do for her.
So what, why is she on the fan
page? She leaves comments.
There's so many follow questions that I have for this.
Does she complain about Entenmann's all the time?
That's like a joke I do that she called me up one time to be like, listen, I'm on the fan page for Entenmann's and explain this whole thing about posting pictures of rotted muffins.
Oh,
on
my
the
God.
Like they were going to go, we're going to send a new box of muffins to you. I'm like, no, they're not.
Guys, Entenmann's all butter French cupcake is my favorite dessert
Dude.
In the world. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh. That one or the crumb cake with the powdered sugar on top, but the brown one, like the all butter French crumb, it's fucking delicious. What? And it's been the same for like 80 years. They haven't changed it one bit, and I appreciate it.
I always love their chocolate donuts. They were always really good.
I'm not a chocolate fan. I like the chocolate donuts too.
Ugh,
actually.
So good.
We know you're not a chocolate fan.
Yeah, I like white chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Of course, white chocolate. Wow, yeah. Why don't you just come right out and say it?
I just did. I like white chocolate.
You like white chocolate?
Yeah, I love white chocolate. Ugh.
The wrapper. Is there a wrapper? There should be.
Must be a white chocolate wrapper, right?
I mean, I'm very, very, very
well, Jason Williams
is
a basketball player.
Yeah,
that's a good white chocolate.
Joe, wait, is his nickname white chocolate?
Yeah.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was insanely good.
Yeah.
For a white guy.
He was, that's, you know, that's the black people gave him that nickname, probably. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
what's
yes.
some of your
obviously we did.
What are some of your favorite games, Joe, that you play?
Oh, my God. You're
a gamer.
Yeah, I guess so. I've been all about the all the Batman Arkham games.
Yeah.
And,
are you wearing a Joker shirt right now, aren't you?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Good mm-hmm. point. And the Halo games and most Mario games.
Yeah.
And
who doesn't love a Mario game? Do you have a Switch?
I don't. Oh, the Switch. Yes, that's new. I want to get that, though.
It's great.
It looks cool. What's the deal? Like, you could use it Anywhere.
I use mine on the toilet almost exclusively.
That makes sense.
So oh my God.
It's a Game Boy. It's a console.
Yeah, it's a good for
toilet. It's a VR game.
It's so
what?
Good.
It's everything.
By the way, yes, there is a white chocolate rapper.
Hell
and
yeah,
you will
is.
Never guess who it is.
And he does comedy.
Bubba
he
Sparks?
Probably will at some point. No. Chet Hayes, who is Tom Hanks' son.
Tom Hanks' son is white chocolate.
What?
Yes.
But that was Colin Hanks.
Yeah.
He has two sons. Yeah, he doesn't acknowledge Chet Hayes.
It's like...
For obvious reasons.
No, are you serious? No, I mean, he doesn't acknowledge him?
Yeah, no, there's a whole thing about it.
Oh, my God.
Why wouldn't he acknowledge him?
Finally,
Tom
he
Tom
found
Hanks.
Some dirt on Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Well,
I
mean, I don't think
there.
He... Okay, fine. Not like he doesn't acknowledge him, but he's clearly the lesser Hanks.
Wow.
Well, maybe he's like, I want to make it on my own. I don't want my dad's name.
No, Chet Hayes dropped the N-bomb, so I don't think that's what it is.
We've all been there.
In what context, you know? I mean...
Well, he wasn't reading Uncle Tom's Cabin. I can tell you that.
That's the only acceptable time
Did
to use the
Did he hold a press conference just so he can exclusively drop the N-bomb?
I'm actually curious about this, although this is distracting from...
Yeah, let's... we gotta...
Like, okay, no, sure, yeah.
How long is our bonus... This is our bonus content.
Yeah.
I guess
yeah.
we'll fit.
Super
Joe, thanks.
Bonus content.
Joe,
bonus.
Thanks for finally doing the... After 46 episodes, thanks for finally doing it, man. You can find Joe Pontillo at joepontillo.com or on Twitter at Joe Pontillo and send him some money on Venmo if you want.
Please.
That's at Joe Pontillo.
Yes, it's the same Pontillo. As my Twitter.
P-O-N-T-I-L-L-O.
L-L-O.
Yes.
Joe Pontillo.
He has it embedded in his brain.
Yes. Joe's very funny. Check him out.
From
check
years
out
of booking me.
Check out his check out his stand-up gigs all over the firehouses all over Long Island.
Comedy.
Thank you. Good night.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.